Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of the Not Another Internet Guru podcast. This might be the most important podcast that I ever release because I'm not sure whether or not you guys have read the news yet, but TikTok just launched the news that they started a $200 million fund to finally start paying creators. This might be the biggest news that TikTok has ever dropped. Of course, a week ago we were dealing with, is TikTok getting banned? Is TikTok getting shut down? If you guys haven't heard what they did in response to that, they did a couple things. First, they said that they're willing to separate from ByteDance, or holding company. Secondly, they started releasing a ton of information around transparency and where their data actually goes and things like that. And then the big thing that they did, they announced a three-year, $800 million deal with Google to store all of their data with Google, which I think might have been the best play ever by a tech company. Not the best play ever. That might be a bit of an exaggeration, but genius play on TikTok's part because one, them and Google are huge competitors. TikTok just launched their ad platform, self-service ad platform, 2 weeks ago. And obviously, Google's a huge competitor, owning Google, owning a ton of other websites, and owning YouTube, where the majority of their revenue does come from ads. That being said, if TikTok is sharing anybody's data with China, be it Timmy in Ohio, mine, or Karen in Los Angeles, well, then guess what? They're going to be the first people to wave the flag on that and say, hey, this company's sending their data to China, because they don't want a competitor. If they have dirt on a competitor, they're obviously going to whistleblow about that. So that was a genius move. I think that was incredibly intelligent. So no, I don't think TikTok is going anywhere, especially now that they've launched a $200 million fund to finally start paying creators. I'm going to release a YouTube video about this tomorrow at 10 a.m. I need you guys to mark your calendar, set an alarm, tell your friends about it, because I'm telling you, one line from this article is, in a relatively short time, TikTok has grown to become a source of income and opportunity for creators and their families, and we couldn't be more encouraged by their success. We want to continue to allow our community to flourish, and we're committed to fostering even more ways for our creators to earn a livelihood by inspiring joy and creativity. I really think that this is going to be the big break. That being said, though, you do need a minimum amount of followers to be able to qualify this. I'm going to tell you guys way more about this in my YouTube video that drops tomorrow. But I did want to put out just an incredibly short podcast to let you know about the news if you haven't seen the news already. I don't know how you haven't seen the news already, unless you only listen to my YouTube and my podcast. I put this on Instagram. I put this on TikTok, where I almost post nothing. Nothing relevant, no like real helpful information. That being said though, guys, I need you to set your alarm. You need to share this with somebody. You need to tell all your friends about this. You need to put this in the group chat. You need to really let people know, because the pipe dream of becoming an influencer, making money for, creating stuff that you love to create online, that's not a pipe dream anymore. And TikTok is willing to back you. Also, before you guys do anything else, I need you to go follow at @GaryAntonio_. I'm also going to put him in the link in my description. You guys need to go follow him right now. His conversion rate is absolutely amazing. The reason being, he's following all of my advice. He's got just over 5,000 followers and he's only got 13.2K likes. The reason being, his conversion rate's amazing. That's a 33% conversion rate. That's what you guys need to strive for. If you're a small creator, you want to know how you could start growing, how you could grow that initial fan base of 5-10K followers, you need to go check him out, because he's doing an absolutely amazing job. Amazing job, Gary. That being said, I do have a ton of questions that have come through about this that I'll just answer here. Like, what do I think about Instagram Reels? Nobody knows about Instagram Reels yet. It's not out yet. Nobody knows. Instagram has been saying that they're going to start paying creators for a really long time. And guess what? That hasn't happened. Like, that hasn't happened at all. So I don't know what the deal is with Instagram Reels. Nobody does. If anybody's giving you a lot of information on that, well, then guess what, guys? They're lying to you, because there is no information out about that. The same thing with YouTube Shorts. Nobody has any idea what's going to come from that. I will tell you though, it's going to be incredibly difficult for anybody to monetize short form content. I saw that Instagram, I was looking at Amanda Kearney, I think her name is. She was a Vine star, now, she's big on Instagram, big on YouTube. That being said, I was looking at one of her IGTV posts the other day and it had an ad in front of it, and I could literally just swipe to get rid of the ad. Nobody is going to watch an ad before they go watch an IGTV video. Nobody's going to do that. The reason that it works on YouTube is because a lot of people are watching things on YouTube that, one, they want to watch, or two, that they search for. So they're willing to watch a 5 to 15 second ad. If you're just scrolling through Instagram, like, nobody is going to watch an ad or sit through an ad to be able to watch a piece of content that they probably did not want to watch anyway. They did not seek out that piece of content. So I find it really hard to believe that Instagram is going to be able to really pay their creators off of the IGTV success. Like, the same thing with Facebook. Facebook has been able to successfully monetize their platform. That being said, though, like, it's longer form video. Facebook has become like a search searchable thing, kind of similar to YouTube. Nowhere near as large as YouTube, but a lot of old people spend a lot. And if you spend time on Facebook, no, I'm not calling you old, but a lot of old people do spend a lot of time on Facebook. So they're kind of able to do things like that. Anybody in a younger generation is not going to watch an ad before they do something like that. So I don't think that that is going to happen. The way that these platforms are monetizing, be it Instagram, be it TikTok, even Twitter, is by having sponsored posts. That's how they're going to be able to, you know, generate revenue for themselves. I think this puts the ball in like Facebook's court and is like, yo, you guys have made all of this money off of pointing out after whoring out creators. Why don't you start a fund? Why don't you start paying creators? YouTube has been giving people revenue share, but guys, let's face it, YouTube's revenue share, they're keeping like 65% of the money. So what are we really talking about here? Everybody wants to get rid of TikTok. TikTok is the platform for the people. If you want to get paid to make content, TikTok is doing that. TikTok is giving out $200 million in 2021. $200 million. $200 million to make content. You know how amazing that is? You know how many lives this is going to change? Let me do the math on this. How much money do you really need to make a year? I'll say $80,000. I think, I really don't think you need much more than $80,000 a year, right? So 200 million divided by 80,000. They could pay for 2,500 people at $80,000 a year. I think it's going to be way less than that. But nevertheless, 2,500 people, if that was $40,000, which is, you know, how much money you'd make at a job when you first got out of college, that would be 5,000 people. They're going to employ 5,000 people to be able to chase their own dreams when Instagram, Facebook, YouTube has not given people shit. They've given them absolutely nothing. And TikTok is willing to give this stuff up. Guys, I'm telling you right now, the time to blow up on TikTok is right now. The algorithm has never been better. There's never been more people on the app before. You've never had more information about how to create things. If you're not subscribed to my YouTube channel, I do not know what you're doing. You need to subscribe. I'm telling you guys how to grow. In addition to that, if you are really serious about growing on TikTok, you need to get into my mentorship program. You need to get into my accelerator program. I'm telling you, if you don't grow, you're going to get your money back. Try getting your money back on your college degree that didn't work out or anything else that hasn't worked out in your life. Guess what? They're going to laugh you out of the room. If you go to a restaurant and eat the meal and then try to get your money back because you got fat afterwards, try getting your money back. You're not going to be able to. I'm telling you, if you don't grow on TikTok, I'm going to give you your money back. All you have to do is go to the link in this podcast. I'm going to put the link to my website or go to my YouTube channel or my Instagram, anywhere like that. Go to the link, sign up for the mentorship program, the accelerator program. If you don't grow, I'm going to give you your money back. Guys, I am so excited about this. I hope you guys are excited too. And remember, 10 a.m. tomorrow, I drop the YouTube video. If you guys are not hyped about this YouTube video, then I don't know what to tell you, because this might be the biggest news to ever come to TikTok.